Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the New Orleans Pelicans and the Portland Trail Blazers. New Orleans comes in with a record of 37-37. Portland is 32-42 on the year. Over their last 10, New Orleans 6-4 have won 4 in a row. Portland over that span 2-8 have lost 2 straight. Here are the numbers. New Orleans averages 114.2 and surrenders 112.7, while Portland scores 114.1 and surrenders 116.2. Turnovers 14.1 per game by the Pins, while the Blazers average 13.7 per game. Field goal shooting, 47.8% from the field by New Orleans, 47.8% by the Blazers. So identical. Portland is 36.8% from the three-point line, 35.6% for New Orleans. And the Pelicans shoot 78.6% from the free throw stripe, while 80.3% is the shooting percentage from the free throw line by the Blazers. And lastly, you have the bench scoring. Not a strong point for either team, but Portland really horrific. 26.5 points per game from the bench, 33.1, which is probably close to league average for New Orleans. This is the first time this year these two teams are playing. Portland is on the is at home, and they are going to be without Damian Lillard, Yusef Nurkic, Anthony Simons, Jeremy Grant. The latter three all questionable. Lillard is out, so basically all their important players. And Zion Williamson now for New Orleans. Look, with all those injuries, I don't know if the last three, any of them are going to play, all of them are going to play, none of them, whatever it is. Even with just Lillard out and the way New Orleans is playing, I got to go with the Pelicans on the road here. I got New Orleans. And that'll do it for our on-court look of New Orleans and Portland. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fryer with Stacking NBA with a betting preview between the New Orleans Pelicans and the Portland Trail Blazers. The lines are currently open and it favors New Orleans Pelicans on the road, sitting at 8.5 in the spread with the over-under of 226.5. Now, when we look at these two teams on the offensive end, right now Portland's in the middle of the pack, currently ranked 15th overall, averaging 114.2, while Portland right now is just a little bit below them, averaging around 114.1, currently ranked 16th overall. Now, you got to look at the points allowed right now. Portland right now has been struggling right now, currently ranked 18th overall in the NBA, averaging and allowing 116.2, while the Pelicans, on the other hand, is just sitting outside that top 10 right now, currently ranked 12th overall, averaging and allowing 112.7. Now, if you add this all up together, you're looking at the over in this game. However, I would consider taking the under in this game. The reason why, I look at their last seven meetings, the under's been favored 6-1 in that category. And right now, it's reportedly that they might shut down Damian Lillard in this game. You're losing a top five scorer in the league right now in this game. So without that point production, I think you should lean and take the under in this game. Now, with that being said, I would probably take the over, though, on a player who's going to have to step up for Portland, and that's Anthony Simons right now. He's currently right now sitting at 19.5. I would definitely lean and take the over in that one. It might go up more and more, especially with Damian Lillard not playing. This man's season average is around 21.6. So I would definitely lean and take the over on the points for Anthony Simons. Now, another player I'm definitely liking is Brandon Ingram right now. This man has been on fire the past few games right now. Look, this man just dropped 32 points against the Clippers last time. And then on Thursday against the Hornets, this man had a triple-double right now. Currently right now, it's sitting at 25.5. I would definitely lean and take the over in that one. Last time he played Portland, he had 27 points. And you just got to know that this man has been the go-to option without Zion Williams. So I would definitely lean and take the over on the points for Brandon Ingram. Now, when it comes to his overall spread, I actually like the Pelicans overall here on the road. I know 8.5 is a little bit too high for him right now, but like, Portland's still just getting together. They look like a young tanking team right now without Damian Lillard. So I would definitely probably lean towards the Pelicans overall in this spread. And I would take the under in this game as well. That's our look at the New Orleans Pelicans and the Portland Trail Blazers. I'm Brandon Fryer, this is Stacking NBA.